Before I served Jesus, you know who I served? I served me. The God of me, the little g God of me. I lived in the throne room, sitting on my royal throne and calling out with my royal voice, but it was all a facade. The God of me was a pitiful and powerless God. One day, though, things changed. After going through a long list of sins, sexual immorality, idolatry, adultery, homosexuality, stealing, greed, being a drunkard, reviler, swindler, God says in His Word, that's who you used to be. And such were some of you, but you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Our backs were turned on God. We had no desire for Him. We wanted nothing to do with Him. We were headed our own way at our own pace. Sin was not our shame, but our significance. Our life was characterized by acted-out rebellion. Sometimes it was sex before marriage. Sometimes sex outside of marriage. Sometimes sex outside of God's created design. We lived in idolatry, greed, drunkenness, slander, and fraud. We all bowed down before the God of me. Pompous pride ignored God's love and grace. But then our life was interrupted. In God's timing and in God's way, He ordained a life-changing meeting with Jesus. We were stopped in our tracks. God washed off the filth, set us apart, and declared us innocent of all our sin. Through Jesus and His Spirit working in us, our dead spiritual hearts started to beat. Remember where you were when you met Jesus? That life-transforming moment? That meeting gives us grace to speak the truth in love to those who are there now. We don't look at those caught in sin with haughty eyes, but humble eyes, eyes of grace. Apart from God's grace, where the unrighteous lives, that's exactly where we were. Pray that God pours His grace on the unrighteous, just like He poured out His grace on you and on me. Father, thank You for Your good grace. Thank You that I'm not who I used to be. Thank You for showing me the pitiful little God of me and the great, awesome, sovereign, eternal God of You. Help me, Lord, to live a life not with haughty eyes, but humble eyes of grace.